Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY car fix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom, you realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things. People. Love.
Hello and welcome to a very special edition of F1 Explains. I'm Katie Osborne. Next to me is Christian Hugel, and we are absolutely not anywhere where we usually are at all. We're actually standing by each other right now on the Coda Tower at the U.S. Grand Prix, which is completely different than sitting in our home desks looking at each other through a computer screen.
It's so different. It's a lot higher. I had a little funny moment a second ago where I realized quite how high we are. But this is the official Formula One podcast, which explains all the elements you could possibly want about the greatest sport in the world. And this week, we're explaining why you should make the leap if you've been thinking about it for years and go to a Formula One Grand Prix.
And Christian was mentioning the fact that he just kind of gasped and took a look down. And that is because there's a glass floor that is in this tower that lets you see all the way down. It actually gives you a glimpse of some of the track too, I believe. This is one of those places that is just so iconic. It represents not only COTA, not only Texas, but the USGP as a whole.
And Katie, every track on the F1 calendar has its own unique landmarks that make it special, that make it what it is. I remember being at Miami, where there was, of course, the cable car, where you could get a skyride view of the circuit. Here, as you've just said, we're looking down at the circuit from below our feet right now. And of course, Katie, we can also see the hundreds of thousands of people who've packed into this part of Texas this weekend, and they've made the decision to come to a Grand Prix, and we think you should too.
That is right, and I like how you say that at the top of the show is, if you've been considering taking the plunge, do so. And this is one of the reasons why, right? I mean, Christian, you're talking about how special each and every one of these racetracks are. Of course, you look at Monaco, right? And the boats that kind of line the yachts, really, that line it. Of course, you have Spa, and to really lay eyes on the elevation changes that are. There is something wonderful about each and every one of those F1 racetracks, and today, this episode is why you should attend a race.
Yeah, what makes these races so special? What makes the experience of going to a Formula One Grand Prix just so unbelievable? It's like nothing else in the world. Katie, I honestly think I'm at my happiest when I'm at an F1 race.
Christian, literally for 3 days that I've spent with you here, the amount of times I've heard you say, that was just such a great day, or I'm so happy, or this is just so fun. Like, it really embodies the spirit of attending an F1 race, and I think that's really the takeaway from all of this. One thing to note, right, watching it on television, listening to the podcasts, you do get that sense of what Formula One is all about, but I do think when you take a moment to take a step into the racetrack, the smells, the sounds, the energy, the people, and honestly something that really speaks to me about you, Christian, the swag. All the swag of all the people here, all the McLaren, all the Red Bull, all the Alfa Romeo, all of it, and you can get it at an F1 race.
You can witness the swag in person. So welcome to F1 Explains, where this week we are explaining why you should come to a Formula One Grand Prix.
Temperature is 37 degrees. Air temperature already pushing 32 degrees. We expect it to get up to 35 at some point today as we look across at the tower. That's 77 meters tall for reference as we have a look at those with a phenomenal view.
Now, Christian, we are on top of the tower, and one of the perks is that throughout the race weekend, people can come up here, take their photos, take in the sights and sounds, and we stumbled into a daddy-daughter duo over here. First and foremost, what are your names and where are you from?
I am Parker Bergeron, and I am from Austin, Texas.
And I am Justin Bergeron from Austin, Texas.
Right on. Well, first, this is so special. My dad and I used to do daddy-daughter dates at the racetrack, so for me to see this, it is so cool that that's how you guys are spending your weekend. What's the story? Why are you an F1 fan?
I love Charles, and so I forced my dad to come with me because he likes racing and stuff. So I was like, you have to get into Formula One. And I was like, let me show you the ropes. And Austin is perfect because we live here.
Yeah, no, that's a perfect segue into that. Now, from your point of view, racing, you enjoy it, but you love some straight line racing.
Yes, I'm a drag race guy, cubic inches. This is something totally different she's teaching me about. I have no idea about Formula One until this weekend.
So what have you learned?
Charles is amazing, apparently. And Max is really good, too, apparently.
What about the experience?
Well, so for me, we're from Austin. This place has been open for 10 years, and this is my first time out here. I really had no reason until she got me involved in the F1 deal. So it's family fun. Her and I have great times together.
Well, guys, I need to ask you the big question of our episode, the whole point in us being here. Why do you think you should go to an F1 race?
The experience. The people are so fun. Everyone is so excited. I love it.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, there's tons of stuff to do here. You know, the racing is amazing, but there's so much other stuff. The local food, so many food trucks and just different things, and the people are great.
It's such a pleasure to meet you guys, and I hope you continue to learn with your daddy-daughter combo. It's very cool.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And here we are, already the bank. Completely packed out. You've got to be in a very good position to get there nice and early.
We have come down from the tower, which I'll be honest with you, Katie, I'm quite glad about because it was making me a little bit queasy.
It was pretty high up there.
We were up there. That's
all
ridiculous.
The way up there.
We've come down and we are by the side of the track while the F1 Academy drivers are on track. And we'll talk a little bit later about the other racing you can see whilst you're at a Formula One race. But I want to find some of these fans around us. There's hundreds of them, all sat on deck chairs, under umbrellas, sheltering from the Texas sun, having a lovely time. Should we go and speak to them about why they like seeing Formula One
cars?
Yep,
we have two people looking right at us. Let's go over there.
Guys, we presume you have seen a lot of Formula One cars up close in action this weekend.
We have.
Indeed.
What is it like seeing these things so close?
I think it's amazing. I mean, like, the vibrations and the noise that you get, I mean, it's pretty incredible.
I think the really cool part is watching it go into turn one, you know, at over 200 miles an hour, braking at like 100 meters. It's really cool, the sounding of the F1 cars, you know, seeing how it's evolved over, you know, 10 years. It's really cool to where they are now.
How many other races have you been to at this point here at COTA?
I've been to 6 of the COTA races, actually.
So yeah. Rad, and you?
This is my first one.
Yeah. Welcome, a rookie. That's wonderful. Okay, you mentioned vibrations, and I think that's super rad because I think you're right. When you're sitting at home or when you're, you know, watching it and listening to it elsewhere, you don't get that actual feel. And you're literally on the ground and you feel like vibration is a word that comes to mind.
Right. So, like, yeah, I've seen it on TV before, and, like, it's just, like, the sensation and the noise. Like, if you're watching it at home, it just doesn't do its justice. I mean, like, being here in person is absolutely incredible. I mean, like, when the F1 cars and the GT3s were going by, I mean, like, it was absolutely incredible.
You can feel that power.
Absolutely.
And guys, where have you come from today?
I'm from Connecticut.
I'm from San Antonio.
So coming to visit my boyfriend, actually. So we're coming down here, and we came to watch the Formula One race for Saturday and Sunday. Yeah.
And how much of a good weekend are you having?
Amazing, actually. Yeah.
It's incredible, mind-blowing.
Formula One bringing people together. Guys, have the best weekend.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Let's continue across the lawn, and there's a gentleman here who I remember seeing in the tower.
My name is Jacob Ortiz. I'm from San Antonio, Texas, and this is my first time at a Formula One race, and I had to see the race cars. I've been looking forward to it all year. I've been a fan for about 4 years, maybe, and this is my first race, so I'm so excited to be here.
I'm Kaylee.
I'm Ethan.
Yeah, so we watched the F1 Academy race, and it was really nice to see the track from way up there. It was honestly breathtaking.
Yeah, it is breathtaking, right?
Quite
the dimension
an
and the colors.
Yeah, like just seeing COTA from up high, it's not an experience that you get on many tracks. So it was really cool to see.
Guys, you are sat so close to the track. Like, the track is there. It's ridiculous. How cool is seeing Formula One cars up close?
It is so cool. Honestly, they're a lot louder than I expected them to be. This is the first race I've ever been to, so it's really cool to see.
So from a rookie, why should people go to an F1 race?
Honestly, it's just such a great experience to see, like, all the people, they come from all over the country, all over the world to see this. Like, it's just such a cool experience, yeah.
I love that you're already swagged out. You got a Ferrari hat, you have the Austin Formula One, you're a rookie here, and you swagged in with all the swag.
I did, yeah, he bought all of it. I'm here for the ride, yeah, it's really cool.
And this guy here on the far left in a deck chair, couldn't look more Texas if he tried. Just tell us what you're wearing.
Got my cowboy hat on and my Texas Longhorn seat because I go to Texas UT right here in Austin. So.
And clearly a sports fan. So how does seeing Formula One cars up close compare to other sports you've seen?
I mean, this is my first time ever seeing race cars move this fast. This is crazy. Like, my buddy here is the main F1 fan. He brought me along because I'm right here in Austin. So seeing these cars move this fast is insane. It blows my mind, like, how fast and how loud these cars are. It's so sick.
Guys, so great to meet you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Yeah,
Thank you.
What a season. Do you want to see some F1 drivers? In which case, let's bring some out onto our podium. It's the only...
Katie, we've moved away from the side of the track. And something I don't think a lot of people realise at Formula One races is it's not just a racetrack. We are in front of an enormous music festival style stage surrounded by a stadium style amphitheater right in the middle of the circuit of the Americas. I had no idea that something like this was here. It's so cool.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is cool. And honestly, I didn't know that this was a thing either until we had our F1 Explains live show here and we stepped into it. And I was like, this makes so much sense. And also learned that this is where all those driver engagements happen.
A few weeks ago, you heard our live show on this very feed. That stage is where we stood, Katie, which seems mad now to have a think about. And it's also not just the circuit of the Americas. There are these massive stages all over the world at F1's events, such as Miami's got a huge stage, so does Silverstone. Oh, the stage at Singapore is unbelievably cool. And as you say, Katie, it's where the actual Formula One drivers stand and talk to the fans face to face. And Katie, I think we should speak to some of these fans. Let's climb up these steps and speak to some people wearing what looks like Aston Martin hats, looking at a map. Excuse me, guys, can I interrupt your map reading?
Of course you may.
We are Katie and Christian from F1 Explains. What's your name?
My name is Mark.
Jonell.
Where are you from, guys?
Austin, Texas.
Austin's home.
Have you seen the drivers in person on the stage?
We saw a couple of them yesterday, yes.
What was it like?
Amazing.
Totally wonderful.
We arrived right in time to see them, so our timing was perfect. And today we arrived just in time that we were stopped in traffic while they drove Nico through. And he looked right at us and we waved and, you know, it made our day.
So. Oh, that is so special. And you mentioned Alonso coming here to the stage, right? And you're kind of sporting the cap that kind of says that would be someone you would want to see. Is it Fernando Alonso?
It worked out great.
What was so special about being able to be so close?
You know, you watch him and you watch him and you watch him and then, no, it was amazing. And it felt like, even just being on the track and seeing the cars in person versus on TV, everything's so personal and it just makes it so real.
I think it adds a lot of personality and realness to them. You know, you see them on television, they're stars, they're the people that are beyond your reach, but here they are as part of us, and we really appreciate the hometown experiences that they shared with us, and you know, it makes us feel like we're part of their lives too a little bit, you know.
What I'm really appreciating, Christian, about this is the smiles on both of their faces as they're telling the story.
Absolutely.
And when you were saying about Nico, your eyes just lit up, and
oh,
I think
so fun.
That is just so special, especially they gave you a little wave, you know, like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you F1 Explains?
We are.
Your podcast.
I just love that she just basically came down from the heavens here in the amphitheater. You did. You just came running down.
I floated on a cloud of heat.
That's what it felt like. Yeah, of heat. Ain't that the truth?
No, y'all are doing a great job. It's so awesome.
Thank you. What's your story? What brings you here? And thank you for listening to
our
show.
Well, we've been F1 fans now for a couple of years, but I'm here.
We brought our kids.
Hey, guys.
Hi, everyone.
Listen to the podcast. It's been so instructive.
Oh, thank
really
you for that.
It.
We appreciate you for listening and for your lovely words. What's been the highlight of your weekend?
Just seeing the cars live on the track and watching the interaction of the crowd and just discerning the speed, the actual speed. We're sitting on 12 at the end of the DRS zone coming into the curve, and it was just so cool to like be here in person.
And actually really getting a chance to see mm-hmm. it, feel it, interpret it the way that you would think that it would
That's
be.
Right. And I love the mixed crowds, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't think it's just Austin.
And obviously here at the amphitheater, it's where the drivers go on stage and we get to see them. Have you managed to see any of them in real life?
This morning, we saw all of them being introduced and saying such kind things about the track. And, you know, it just makes us so happy to see all these drivers from around the world coming here to the United States and feeling so at home. Here's our biggest fan right here. She was here last year. This is my daughter.
And what's her name?
This is Lisa.
Come on, Lisa. Come and say hello.
Okay, Lisa now is recording us on her video, so now we're going to get double dip on this one.
So you're wearing a Ferrari cap. What was it like seeing the drivers literally over there?
It was insane. It was so much fun because even though we were pretty far back, it felt like just seeing them and having watched them for so long and then seeing them race last year, we missed a driver engagement. It was so much fun just hearing their remarks and how much they all love Austin and Texas was really fun.
Because so Texas special. Loves F1.
F1 loves Texas.
Y'all have a great time here.
Thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
Keep up the good work.
Two gentlemen here sitting in the amphitheater seats, and it looks like you guys are pretty comfy. Looks like you've had a full day and you're just at the point of chilling. What's your name? What's yours? Where are you from?
Shane from Richmond, Illinois.
Gus Gutierrez from Algonquin, Illinois.
You got a chance, I heard it, a little meet and greet.
Yeah, we both did. We got to meet the Haas F1 drivers. Great experience, down earth guys, very open to conversation. Along with the atmosphere, just the excitement of seeing the race, right, and seeing how people are pushing their cars to the limit. I've never seen an F1 vehicle, so I was very impressed with the amount of force that it takes off with, right? It was exciting.
And guys, we see these superstars on the TV, and it's like they're mythical figures almost. What was it like meeting them?
Down-to-earth guys. They're just like you and I, right? They were excited to meet us. They took pictures with us. They answered questions.
Cracking jokes with us in the... when they're talking,
you know, we know it's not going to happen. We even offered, you know, let's get a beer later, right? So
must have been special to meet them after all these years of watching them.
It really is. And then you get to come and see them there, right? And you see them on the big screen, so it's exciting.
Yeah, pretty wild.
It's all eyes to the lights and foot to the floor as we go racing in Austin. Race one, the F1 Academy is going. It's a good start from Garcia, but she's having to come across to cut off Abby Pulling, who's going to have the inside.
Another reason that you really should go to a Formula One Grand Prix is because it isn't just a Formula One Grand Prix. Also on track throughout the weekend at several of the events in the Formula One calendar of a variety of other cars. And who doesn't love seeing a car on track? Formula One Support Series, Formula 3 and Formula 2 race alongside several Formula One weekends. It's your chance to see Formula One stars of the future. George Russell, Lewis Hamilton, Charles Leclerc, Oscar Piastri and so many more have all raced in Formula 3 and Formula 2 before they've arrived in Formula One. There's also other phenomenally exciting racing series like the Porsche Super Cup. And for the first time in F1 2024, the F1 Academy will be running alongside several Formula One races, giving us a glimpse into the best female driving talent in the world. And on track in front of us here at the Circuit of the Americas are Formula One cars from years gone by. And trust me, if you're a new Formula One fan in particular, it is so unbelievably cool to look at what these cars looked and sounded like across this sport's fantastic 70 plus year history. It's something that you can't quite appreciate how magnificent they are until you see them up close. Want to get closer to Formula One than ever before? F1 Experiences has got you covered.
With official ticket packages offered at every race on the calendar, F1 Experiences ensures you get the very most out of your Grand Prix weekend.
You can hear the crowd cheering him home.
From the best grandstands to world-class hospitality, plus exclusive access you can't get anywhere else, there's no better way to get the ultimate F1 race experience.
Superb stuff to bring the crowd to their feet.
Plan a trip in 2024 with races like Monaco, Miami, Australia, Canada, Silverstone, Zandvoort, and Austin already available.
This is a moment of Formula One magic.
F1 Experiences, the closest you can get to Formula One.
Visit f1experiences.com to book your official ticket package today.
Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY car fix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom, you realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things. People. Love.
Another reason you should absolutely come to a Formula One race is the music. At Silverstone this year, I watched Calvin Harris live at the British Grand Prix.
That's wicked. That would have been fun.
And, for example, at the US Grand Prix this year, there's been The Killers, there's Queen and Adam Lambert, there's Tiesto, and there are local acts like these guys performing throughout the weekends. Just one example for you, Katie. Nakia performing on the Sunday as a local music advocate and musician who spearheaded the Austin Music Relief Fund during the COVID lockdown and has been called a living legend by Matthew McConaughey for raising over $1 million in funds for musicians impacted by cancelled performances during the pandemic. And what does Formula One do? Gives them a chance to perform in front of thousands of people. Shall we listen to some music? Shall we have a dance?
Let's have a dance.
Katie Osborne, we've moved to the fan zone. It is just behind where all the musicians are, which we've just been to. So if you can still hear a lot of music behind us, that's why.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of fun, a whole lot of energy. And in fact, this fan zone is one of those places that you absolutely want to check out. It is fun right now. We're actually watching a pit stop challenge, and we're watching people who have showed up here at the racetrack change their own tires. And that, to me, is super fun.
So every F1 track on the calendar has a fan zone. And at each individual track, there are different games and activities you can do to keep you entertained between races. Katie's just mentioned the pit stop challenge, which I would be terrible at because I'm a very uncoordinated man. In fact, Katie, shall we go and speak to somebody who've just changed a tyre on the pit stop challenge?
There was so much celebration, it was like they just won an F1 race.
Cars are coming! Cars approaching to the pit stop lane! Cars are here! 3, 2, 1, go!
That team won.
The guy with all Texas Longhorn hat.
Guys, how was that?
Pretty amazing.
Fun. Yeah, it was very fun.
Very good.
Almost as fun as watching Charles Leclerc win.
So. All right, right on. Now, of course, changing a tire, does it give you any idea as to what those guys do out on the track?
They do it so fast.
So that wasn't as fast?
That I was so slow compared to them. So fast. And they do four tires, they do one. Like,
isn't that impressive?
When you woke up this morning, did you think you'd change an F1 tire?
No, not particularly. That wasn't in the books.
And how was it?
Pretty sick. It was lovely.
Really hard, actually.
I changed my own tires.
There's also a Formula One show car, so you can get up close and personal to a Formula One car. And there's a podium, so you can take a picture on an F1 podium, which I will absolutely be doing later.
Yeah, I can't wait to go take a photo of you on top of the box. And of course, then you have the sim racing over there. And I think that would be a perfect way for people to kind of dive into what sim racing really is all about by coming to one of these fan zones.
What else does this fan zone have? It has a Ferris wheel. Is that what you'd call a Ferris wheel in the US?
That is what we call, that is the accurate term for the United States.
I wondered
America.
If Americans had a different, I thought Ferris wheel was very British, but it isn't.
It's American as well.
Okay, great. You can also take a selfie with drivers on a screen. I mean, the drivers can't be there themselves all weekend. That would be unfair. They are here to have a job to do. Katie, over there, it's F1 Blast Lane. I have no idea what that is.
From what I understand, the Blast Lane is where you stand there. There is wind that is thrown against your face. Your hair and your face and everything glows way back, And it makes you feel like you're taking off in an F1 car. How about that?
Okay, I need a go. I need a go. Now, another thing behind us is Katie Osborne.
That is the F1 store. And that is an important thing to note because as Christian has been making his way through everything out here in the fan zone, his attention was stopped when we came to the merch trailer there because I know there is some swag in that place that Christian Hugel wants to go buy.
Can we go?
Yes, let's go.
Can we go? I want to go. Katie, I'm excited because this is where you can buy the merch, and I love the merch.
Oh my God, there's so much good stuff here.
Shall we speak to some people who are buying merch, Katie?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Oh, they're trying
things
on.
They're buying merch, and they have merch on them. This is perfect.
Hi, guys. We're from an F1 podcast called F1 Explains.
I love F1 Explains. Christian Hugo.
Oh, my God.
And Katie Osborne.
Katie Osborne. It's so amazing to meet you guys.
We,
it really is.
We love that you listen.
Thank you for listening.
Tell us what you're buying.
We are buying Fernando Alonso hat. Earlier, we bought a Williams jersey.
Love that.
I love the Williams jersey. It's so cool.
It seems so good. I love it.
And not necessarily what someone would have initially said.
I know.
So what was the inspiration?
You know what? I'm just like, I don't know where else I'd wear besides race. And then I was like, every Sunday.
Everywhere.
Every Saturday.
Girl, then when you see someone else with an F1 merch around the town, you can give them a little merch wave.
Exactly.
And say, hey, you F1 fan, you.
Yep.
And what's your name?
My name is Nikki.
And Nikki, you're here with your friend, I take it?
I am.
Hi, I'm Jillian.
Nikki and Jillian. Jillian's buying what looks like a McLaren cap, going for the papaya.
Yes, papaya.
Does it fit?
Color. Yes.
You two both, you're kind of covering half the paddock. That's great. You got McLaren, yes. You got Aston Martin, you got Williams.
Yesterday it was the Red Bull shirt and the Ferrari hat.
Every day's a different team. We mix it up.
Oh, it's the right way to be. So in front of us here at this merch stand, we've got Haas, we've got Williams, we've got special Texas Williams caps, we've got Aston Martin, we've got McLaren. We've got some 70s, 80s style retro disco clothing that I have no idea what that team even is. We've got some official F1 merch, we've got Alpine, we've got Ayrton Senna, we've got Pirelli, we've got Ferrari.
Literally, Christian is in heaven right now.
Any merch you could wish to buy, it is here. You can buy your merch, it stands like this, anywhere across the world when you come to an F1 race.
And including that, why should someone come to an F1 race?
Someone should come to an F1 race because they get to be surrounded by F1 fans and people just like them.
Boom, mic drop.
What's your names?
I'm Maya.
And I'm Marwa.
You guys sell like every merch possible at this stand. What's been popular this weekend?
A lot of Mercedes stuff has been selling out. The Charles Leclerc and the Carlos Sainz jerseys have been going out like crazy.
Guys, and you are F1 fans and you're selling F1 merch this weekend, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like, I'm super excited to be here. We've been like watching and stuff and like seeing a bunch of fans come from like across the world, so it's really cool.
The Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas. It is time for the fifth sprint of the season. And it's the first occasion that this great venue has witnessed a Saturday race to accompany the Grand Prix tomorrow. Here come the five red lights in the USA. And the sprint race is underway in Austin. Good reaction time for Max Verstappen, who will close the door on Charles Leclerc dramatically so.
Best thing ever.
Seeing these cars just never gets old. They're incredible. They dominate the space around them. They suck in the atmosphere. You can feel them in the seats, feel them in the grandstand, feel the vibrations running through your bones. They are just magnificent machines. I will never get bored of seeing them up close like this, Katie.
I just love the way you describe that, Christian. It is unbelievable. And what I find so amazing about this experience that we're having right now, one, we're with the people here, and I love it. The people are excited. The energy is coming from them in the little claps and applause when their favorite drivers go by. That's one of my favorites. But we do get some action right now on track, and you can see the kind of gaps happening around us. But, Christian, more importantly, what I love about it is that you and I have seen race cars time and time again, and the first time these cars came around, you said, watching these F1 cars, it just never gets old. It is so special.
Do you know what, Katie, you get as well? They're so big in real life, and you see how brave it is for a driver to throw it up the inside and brake down from 200 miles per hour to 60, 70 in a matter of meters, and the steam coming up from the brakes. You just see how superhuman it is that these guys do this. You only really get a feeling of that when you see them out on the track.
Christian, I was literally thinking the same thing. Just the size of these machines. You see them kind of in and out on TV, etc. But when you see them up close, I am blown away that they do look even bigger in person. They're like they come to life. It's really what it is. I also loved the applause when there was a move. I just loved how excited people got.
And it's different everywhere you go around the world as well, because take Silverstone, I'm obviously a Brit, watching them go through Maggots and Becketts and the way the cars move through the S-bends is just stunning. And here at COTA, watching the braking zone off the straights and watching them twitch, every unique track across the F1 calendar has its unique challenges. And watching them in person, watching them up close, it's just so special.
Well, then you take it to the next level and you think about it from a cityscape, right? And you go to Singapore, and next thing you know, you're driving in streets elsewhere, and Monaco, and it's a very different experience in circuits versus the streets.
Another thing to mention is just how loud it is. For example, Katie, as you spoke just then, I have no idea what you said. I'm sure it was fascinating, and I look forward to listening to it on the podcast, but I didn't get a word of that.
But
they were so
loud.
But you know
what? You were such a kind friend and teammate. You nodded along like you could hear me.
I nodded along.
That was really nice. Thank you.
What you were saying looked interesting, but the sound of these engines, I will never know what you said, but I hope it was great. Katie, you know we're talking about why we should come to an F1 race.
Yes, that is the main topic here.
We are in the middle of so many fans
it
in a walkway.
Unbelievable.
Shall we be really annoying and do some quick fires?
Yes, we should absolutely do this, Christian.
Excuse me, guys. Why should you come to an F1 race?
Sainz.
Carlos Sainz.
Okay.
Great answer. Hello, sir. Why should you come to an F1 race?
The excitement.
Perfect answer. Excitement. Great.
All right, why should you come to an F1 race?
Oh, it's fun. Our son is Ayrton, so we love Formula One.
Oh, stop. You named your son after Ayrton Senna?
Yes.
That is incredible. Ayrton, hello.
Hello.
Do you know you're named after an absolute legend?
Yes.
And how does that make you feel?
Great.
Ayrton. Like a legend.
Ayrton, you have the coolest name ever.
Thank you.
Dad, why should you come to an F1 race?
The speed, the entertainment. Just generally, like, just to see cars go round and round, like, at full pelt. And men and machine in unison. That's good.
Is it your home Austin?
That's why we moved to Austin.
No, it is not.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why, yeah.
From where?
He moved from Ireland. Dublin.
From Ireland, Dublin.
I lived in Dallas.
And you decided to move to Austin because of COTA,
the
F1 race, the USGP.
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
Come here. That's when we met.
That is.
I have goosebumps, simply put.
You guys are the best F1 fans ever. You moved to Austin for the race and you named your son Ayrton.
Yeah.
You've won. Guys, you've won the US Grand Prix.
Our job is over.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Katie, this quickfire is going incredibly
yeah,
well.
That was pretty...
There's some people. Hi, guys. Guys, stop. Hey. Why should you come to an F1 race?
Dude, just the experience. The overall experience is amazing. It's life-changing, honestly. What do you guys think?
F1 races are super fun. They always have a great time with my friends at them.
Awesome. I mean, best time of your life, honestly. Come to it, man.
Yeah. I love that. Thank you.
Guys, you're brilliant. Katie, go. Find more.
Why should someone come to an F1 race?
Oh, my God. It's amazing to come here.
What makes it amazing other than we're stopping traffic?
What makes it amazing?
The cars.
Yeah, the cars, the location, just the intensity. It's awesome.
All
love
right.
it.
Thank you.
Hi, Christian. How are you?
Hold on. I'm going to interrupt this one and say, this is amazing. We've just run into people asking them why they should come to an F1 race. And Christian has a fan, and I love this.
I'm the one who showed her the podcast.
That's true. He told me I should start listening, and I fell in love with you guys instantly, and I have not missed an episode.
I feel like I should take a photo.
You are incredibly kind. I really appreciate you. Why should you come to an F1 race?
I mean, look at these fans. And then think about what happens out on track. We just got to watch the F1 Academy race. That was incredible. And then did you guys see quali earlier and yesterday? Like, it's incredible. Like, who wouldn't want to come here?
Yeah, I don't know how everybody else's sound system is, but you can only get that kind of sound up close.
Christian, thanks. It was so nice to meet you.
What a fun thing.
Nice to meet you.
Katie, that was the end of our quickfire round. We got answers on why you should come to an F1 race, including Carlos Sainz, people watching, and it being life-changing. That's what
literally
you...
Literally life-changing, moving from across the globe. That is something you just can't beat.
That is what you call variation, my friend. So, Katie, end of the day here at the Circuit of the Americas. Should we see what some of our adoring fans thought of it?
And we absolutely should.
Guys, how was that?
Very good. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
It was amazing.
No, amazing race.
First time at F1 for her, and she really loved it.
It was amazing. I had such a great time. I've never been able to go to any of the F1 things in person, so it was amazing.
Why was it amazing?
It was so, because we're at turn 15, right? And like, it felt like everything was happening over here. Like, people were trying to overtake other people. Like, there were constantly, like, people just almost even, like, touching each other. It was just awesome. I loved it so much. It was really great.
What's your name?
I'm Margot. I'm 15 years old.
It feels like an F1 fan for life might just have been made.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've loved F1 for like quite a bit of time now because my dad is a really big fan. And I just randomly like started watching with him someday. And it was just like, now I'm so happy that I got to see that in person. It was really amazing.
If we could ask you a big question, could you give us a big answer?
Sure.
Why should people listening to F1 Explains come to an F1 race?
It's just, the experience is so different in person than it is online. Like, obviously, I love watching it, like, on my couch with my dad in the morning. But when you're there, like, there are people cheering next to you. Like, when they come by, it's just such an experience. You get to hear, like, the engines as they're turning. It's really, like, it's such a different and amazing experience when you come in person.
Well, I'd like Margot to be our F1 ambassador moving forward.
Your enthusiasm is infectious. It's so awesome to see how much you love F1.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I preached about it to all my friends. So.
And that, I'd like to think, Katie Osborne, is why you should come to a Formula One Grand Prix.
I'd say it pretty much summarizes it, from the people to the energy to the excitement to the feel, the vibe. We call it the look, feel, vibe where we come from. The merch, the food, even a Ferris wheel. You just never know what you're going to find in an F1 race.
I've absolutely loved it. This has been F1 Explains, the official Formula One podcast that explains this wonderful sport. Don't forget to send us your questions on anything you want us to answer, from why do the cars look the way they do, to why do they go so fast, to why you should come to a race. We will answer it all. Email whywhyf1.com. And Katie?
Yes, sir?
If you'd like to buy a ticket to an F1 Grand Prix, how would one do that?
Well, all you have to do is go to tickets.formula1.com. You can go snag a ticket on there, and then you can experience anything and everything that the Formula One races have to offer.
You're right, Katie. And tickets for many races throughout the 2024 season are already on sale. So head to tickets.formula1.com to have a look where you might want to go in the world, because it's not just COTA that's amazing. As wonderful time as we've had, from Belgium to Bahrain to Singapore,
Australia. Isn't that one on a bucket list of yours?
Oh, Australia's properly on the bucket list of mine. They are all available now. I've been Christian Hughgill. This has been Katie Osborne. We are F1 Explained, and we'll be back next week. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Keep up with the latest F1 action on F1 Nation.
A superb finish to the line.
Race previews, post-race insights, and exclusive interviews from the heart of the F1 paddock.
Magnificent team effort all round.
Huge win for us today. And
we're pushing at the limit.
We must have just got something wrong.
Oscar, can we just grab you on the way out?
A very, very cool day. It's been a weekend to remember.
You'll hear from the drivers, team principals, engineers, and F1 experts from around the world.
Really, really nice to feel that atmosphere there in the garage.
Having the two of them in the points, quite impressive.
Those next few positions are worth millions of dollars.
The combination is unbeatable.
New episodes every Monday. Search your podcast app for F1 Nation.